Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hello, everybody. It's Kathy Love here. Hope you are well and ready to have a bit of a listen up about how to run events. So as many of you know who follow us along on the adventure, you know that we run physical conferences, face-to-face conferences, we run webinars, we run workshops, and we are really, really honing our craft at running private practice virtual conferences. We really enjoy that last one. But during my coaching calls, during my power calls, during business strategy sessions, face-to-face events, I'm getting increasingly asked about, well, how do you kind of make it look so easy? How do you make running events enjoyable? And I thought, goodness, I have always quite enjoyed it personally. And in my first business, we ran events. And now that I have the team, we are getting so much more systemized and so much clearer and strategic about the way we run events. I thought I'd share this up. So it's not a big deal. And what I'm going to be talking about in the next few minutes equally applies to running a small event, a medium event, a large event, conference, whatever it is you have got in mind. And so many allied health business owners that I chat with have got an event in mind, but they're just not sure how to make it spring to life. So my job in this conversation is to stop rambling and to actually talk you through, very loosely, through the steps we take. And I really need to have my team back on board for this particular episode because they are the absolute ninjas and they are right into the technical detail. My job is to come up with the ideas and the framework and the speakers and the topics, and then my amazing, amazing team make it all happen. But let's just run through kind of the broad concept and the broad architecture. And I'm really confident that there's going to be some pennies that drop here for you, and that you kind of get to understand a little bit of the madness behind the method, maybe. So first of all, we shape up our events by listening very, very carefully for months and months and months to the questions that we are being asked. We listen really carefully to the questions that are posted on the Private Practice Made Perfect Facebook group. Isn't that an amazing group of generosity and spirit and tenacity? So join on up if you're not in there with us already. We listen to those questions. We listen to the questions that we get asked via our website, questions that come across my deck during the coaching conversations that I have with my clients. During power calls, I run business strategy sessions as well. And we literally write them down. We literally have a library of questions that we have been asked, all anonymous. And what we start to notice is that there are themes and that they're a way of categorizing the questions that we're being asked. So that is sort of the very conceptual start. It's not so much about us wanting to run a conference on A, B, and C. In the last few months, we have really, really been peppered with questions about team, about recruitment, about retention, about what does a practice manager do, about how does an allied health assistant work, how do you pay them, so on and so forth. And so as all of these questions really started to categorize, it became really, really apparent that our next virtual conference should be about team. And that's why we came up with the theme, Excite Your Team for Business Success. I am of the personal belief, and to this day, completely and utterly agree with the sentiment, thank you, Richard Branson, clients do not come first, employees come first. If you take care of your employees, they will take care of your clients. So it really made sense to us that there needed to be a virtual conference about all things team, about those topics that I've just mentioned, but also topics about understanding the award, understanding your obligations, your HR and workplace health and safety obligations as an employer, position descriptions, KPIs, performance reviews, career pathways, and that all of this information really needed to be unique and in the context of allied health, of private practice, of current commercial challenges, of which we are really, really aware. And obviously, you guys are frontlining all of that, that with us. So the program started to form on the back of answering the clusters of questions we were hearing and seeing. And just in that sort of moment before finalizing the program, I actually spent a couple of hours actually working on a document called an event design canvas. Now, I'm holding it up, and of course, you can't see it, but I can tell you that the event design handbook is remarkable. I have been using it for a couple of years now. It provides you with a framework or a canvas, if you like, onto which you can plot and brainstorm and muddle over and refine all of the conceptual framework that will sit behind the conference. So it may not look as though there's a ton of thinking sitting there behind the scenes, but I promise you there is. Here at Naked Consulting, we don't do anything half-hearted. We are sleeves rolled up. We are all in making the adventure of allied health business so much easier and more fun and more successful for you and with you. So the event canvas is a real backbone piece of work. Once we've gathered data, we're massaging some themes, we're getting some core concepts, that's when I really start to look at it from a guest's perspective as well. You'll hear me talking a little bit about this down the track. So the event canvas gets done and that gets shared, and that really starts to give us some of the core words by which we will design the program, market and message the program, and ultimately deliver the program. So we really like to have a continuity of concept, language, theme, deliverables right from the conceptual whiteboard stage. Yes, it started on a whiteboard with some sticky notes, right through to the very last email we send way after the conference, so that it's very coherent. It's really important to us that what you see is what you get, what you get is what you see, and that there is integrity and generosity and all of that good stuff all of the way through the program and the experience you have working with us as well. So bringing the program together starts out as a really, really easy experience, and then it gets harder and harder, because what my job is to do is to balance the program with really good presentations that provide information and answers and suggestions to all of the questions that we've been hearing and seeing in the previous months. So the first round of the program, I tell you what, it happens so quick. It's all kind of mapped out in half, three quarters of an hour. But fiddling with the words and really making the titles of the presentations really engaging, I hope they're engaging. You're going to have to tell me really honestly if they're engaging. Boy, oh boy, that takes a ton of research. So actually online, there are sites that can help you refine your headlines for impact and call to action and all the rest of it. So I don't get too hung up on that, but I must say I do get a little bit curious. I think as I get a bit more fatigued on doing it, then I tend to check in and get some feed forward on that. So I'm going to read out some of the titles so you can sort of see how we've crafted them as well. NDIS reality, considerations when developing allied health assistant services. Your sanity saver, exploring roles, responsibilities, recruitment and retention of practice managers. The ultimate guide to energetic and effective private practice team meetings. Lead with confidence. Discover your hands-on approach to genuine leadership. That one took quite a few minutes to crack as such. Keep great people forever, establishing career and leadership pathways across the team. So we hope they're compelling. We hope those program titles really get you clicking and logging in to join us in the event. But they are the flip of the questions we've been answered in the last few months. So really bringing it back to what allied health businesses, business owners are curious about, asking about, a little bit desperate about, and certainly challenged about at the moment as well. So I do the program first, and then I start to get creative about who the very best people I know are who can deliver on these topics. And I'm very fortunate to be very widely connected, not just across allied health, but across all sorts of parts of small business ownership, certainly entrepreneurship, locally and globally as well. So we send out invitations to guest speakers and they get a briefing about what it's about. They are certainly subject matter experts in the field. Natasha Hawker, you've heard from her before. She's the CEO at Employee Matters here in Australia. Kate Schreck, many of you have heard her on the podcast. She's presented live previously at our conferences. She's the CEO of Lightbulb Training Solutions. We've got Letitia from AdminStar Virtual Assistant. She's my lead VA and is going to be talking you through how a VA could be your most valued asset. We have Ingrid Cole coming in from Everyday Independence to talk about a coach approach, and a couple of other amazing presenters, Jan and Michelle Turkelston from People Leaders. They're doing the leadership work, and we've just got a couple of others coming in as well. And we make it really formal, really official. They're really well briefed. They all already know the allied health business ownership space. They are up on all the challenges. They are thought leaders in their own right. And they are always absolutely delighted to come in and work with us, sometimes for the first time, certainly many for a repeat offenders. So they're well briefed. They're very well advised about the outcomes of the conference for us as a business, for you personally as the guests that will be attending. We have speakers agreements, we have timelines, we have deliverables, so on and so forth. So we try and make it as easy as possible for the speakers to work with us and to learn with us, but to most importantly really enjoy the experience of sharing what they know with you guys as our conference guests. So far at this point in the planning, nothing has really landed online at all. And this is where my high-performing team really sort of step up. So we use a platform called VFairs, but that is sort of like the behind-the-scenes piece. So we have to get some design work done, if you like, about what the landing page is going to look like. And that's what many of you have probably landed on already, to have a really good look at the program, the speakers, the outcomes, the relevance for you and your business right now. So in the past, when we've done webinars, when we've done conferences, we've used platforms like Eventbrite because it just makes it so much easier to manage registrations and payment and email management and guest management and all of that But for our virtual conference, we've built our own landing page. And this gives us full control. We can make edits super, super quick. We can change the dates. We've got a super early bird rate. We've got an early bird rate. We've got the dates and so on and so forth. But we've also got other little secret pieces hidden away so that if people don't buy on the day, that we can give them a lovely reminder that we're not so scary and that it will be great if they join us. We can see who visits. We can count how many people are visiting, how long they're staying on the site, how far through the process they got, just so that we can be helpful and remind them. We know that you get interruptions and that we can re-engage them a little bit as well. So having our own landing page, this is the first time we've really done it for this conference. We're getting really, really good data about people's behavior as they engage with the page. So for you running your events, you could do something super, super similar with your website and have a page on your website for events and to be able to set up your own events and your own payment gateway pretty quickly and easily. If that sounds a little tricky, by all means, go and use something like Eventbrite and get that bright blue link that you can embed into your page, into Facebook, wherever you're promoting on social media. What breaks my heart a little bit is when I see business owners promoting their workshops, promoting their events by kind of putting up a photo of a flyer. I think those days are gone, guys. I'm sorry if that's you, but they're pretty impossible to read. And to have to email or phone or go to that much effort to kind of find out more and book is just making it a little more cumbersome for the guest and your customer to engage with you. So the technology is totally there. It's totally reasonably priced for you to have a much more tech-savvy online inquiry, booking, guest management system in place. So as I mentioned, we've built our own landing page. To do that, we had to decide on the hero image. We love the image we've chosen for our October 2019 virtual conference. It is all about an excited team. We had to pull out the core benefits of attending. We had to describe why we're doing this conference. We are so committed to working with you to build the teams that you want, to get the advisors that you need, to get the support and the know-how that you need to get these teams running your business, really so that the business is serving you and that your customers are delighted and that your bank account and your calendar really, really richly reward you for all of the effort you're putting in as well. We also know the difference that having a creative, excited, high-performing team makes on every single level. And that is what we wish for you, that you show up as an employer of choice, that you are constantly training up your team and they're delivering above and beyond for you. You're communicating and leading authentically, and that you've got that lovely, vibrant confidence about your leadership, about your management, and that you are the business that everybody wants to work at. If that sounds like what you're after, by all means, go and jump and have a bit of a look with that in mind and have a look at the words we've used and the way we've sequenced it. Really, really love your advice on that as well. So we've got our landing page. So all of that gets built. It's got the image, it's got the features, it's got the benefits, it's got the purpose and why we do it. We also have some big prompts about what we would like our visitors to that landing page to do, like to book now and to get that early bird ticket, to explore the program, to click and find out a little bit more about the speakers. We've also added in some beautiful testimonials that we got from the previous virtual conference, and a couple of our most favorite quotes from people who you will absolutely recognize. I've already mentioned the Branson one a little bit before as well. So we hope this page is really enticing and energizing and really displays the value that this particular private practice virtual conference event will have for you as well. So we get all of that done. We get the landing page built, while the landing page and the image and the words are all getting glued together, I actually have no idea how that happens. That is very much a technical role for one of my awesome teammates. We start to get going on the marketing plan. So sometimes there's a bit of an assumption that, the website's up, the landing page is up, it's on Eventbrite, people will just come, they will flock. They may, and I certainly wish that for you. But most of the time, it really pays to have a pretty savvy marketing plan in place. And largely nowadays, that marketing plan for us certainly is an online process and an online commitment. So every virtual conference we run, we are getting so much better at really having a very smooth and increasingly effective marketing plan. So we sort of pulled out about a 60-day plan. Yep, 60 days, and every day has got a number and a date. And there is then a rolling series of meetings about how we will be messaging the value of the Private Practice Virtual Conference across each of those days. And it's really, really fascinating. And this is where I really draw on the marketing wisdom from some of my teammates, so that it's really useful, and that we're providing information during the marketing process in case that person doesn't join us on the day. We still want them to have value from the interaction with us. We still want to use words that are helpful and friendly and kind, and just may make a bit of a difference by reading a Facebook post or an email as well. We just want them to always know that we are there as and when they're ready to engage in our virtual conference, our webinars, whatever takes their fancy. So for us, the marketing plan is an email sequence, and we might have some daily emails, and then we might have a bit of a break, and then we might have a weekly email, and then we might kind of heat it up again. And so that's why we look at it at such a long term. What I tend to hear from allied health business owners is that there's just this rush of marketing, you know, very, very close to the event itself. We take a much longer view and really like to settle in and enjoy the process. We consider it a conversation. I'd be really interested for those of you listening who have received our emails as part of the virtual conference campaign, whether they felt conversational and whether it felt as though you were perhaps sitting there chatting with me. I hope that they did, because that's our intention. None of us like to get those hard-hitting, spammy, I'll use the word aggressive, campaign emails. We like to learn as we engage with content, and that's what we try and transfer to you guys as we work together. So there is an email sequence, and I write most of that content. I get a little bit of a help, certainly for the grammar and spelling. You do not want to be receiving the original version, let me tell you that. And we get a little bit of advice about the structure and function of different emails and the timing as well. So sitting online is right across social media. Is we have a pretty sophisticated plan of what goes where and when. So we are managing promotional information on LinkedIn, on Naker Consulting Facebook page, on other social media groups. And certainly in the Private Practice Made Perfect Facebook group. So if you're not in there, come on in for that good fun. And so that's the online stuff. There's variety, but it's also very, very connected and strategic in there. And we always provide the link and try and make it as easy as possible for people to have a look at what we're doing, why it's so important, about those beautiful speakers, about the program topics, and why we've selected those topics and why it's so good to attend, what the benefits are. Okay, we also work with partners because they will know many of the wonderful guests that will be joining us. And that's good too. That's a really good mutual share. It's lovely extra value for their customers and community, and for us as well. Oh, goodness, I hope you're still listening. We're getting down to the fun bit. We've done the concept. We're solving problems. We know why we're doing it. We've got the landing page. We've got our marketing in place. And then it really is about hitting go and getting going with it all. And as I mentioned about the landing page, it's actually connected to our CRM. We don't use a CRM that is sort of associated with any of the practice management software packages. We use a really commercial, high-tech marketing customer engagement piece of software so that we have got really, really good records of what is happening where and who's on board and who's less interested. And that's okay. We're not stalking you. It just really helps us manage your preferences as much as anything. And this just goes back to one of those core themes of always, as best we possibly can, have you, the customer, at the center of the whole design, delivery, marketing, outcomes, experience. It's not about us at all. It's about us helping you. It's very much about you and what you need and why you need it, and a shared agreement about the value of you and the positive outcomes that you will experience from engaging with these speakers, with this program, with this content, so on and so forth. So we deliver the event October the 25th. Will be the virtual conference day. There's a range of live presentations on the day. I'm doing a range of lives, as we call it, about your employer value proposition is the first live. The next live is do business easier with an advisory team. Next live is Ticket to Freedom, shifting from client to team facing. Here's how. That's a big one. I spend a lot of time talking about that one. I've got a live presentation about practice managers, roles and responsibilities. And there's a live about keeping great people forever. And we're going to have a chat over lunch where you can ask me anything. Hope I've got a half decent answer for you. And we've got some business bubbles at the end of the day where you can also ask me anything, clarify, so on and so forth. But we then can offer the entire program because of the VFairs platform that we use. We can then offer the entire program for another 30, I think it's just over 30 days, which means that while it's amazing fun to attend on the day and be able to ask questions and engage and network and have fun in the chat rooms and all the rest of it, you can dip back in the next 30 days, log back in, re-listen, re-look, rethink, rework, whatever pieces of content, whatever exhibitors, oh, I forgot to mention the exhibitors, that you want to engage with so that you've really got process time. And during those 30 days, you get to hear from us a little bit as well. We might be reminding you about things. There might be some little super secret updates that only are discovered after the event itself. And we're trying to really help you make best value of all of the information that you have access to. Because we don't want you to feel overwhelmed. We really want you to feel energized and supported and guided with how to pick the nuggets out of the program and apply them right then, right now, to you personally and also to your business as well. So we are all about keeping you at the center of the whole experience right through to day 30 after the event. And yeah, that kind of wraps up the communication, wraps up the relationship for this next October event. So I hope that's interesting for you. What are the juicy bits that you can take from the way we run our events that are really helpful for you with the way that you run your events in your business? What is it about hearing from sort of under the hood with the private practice virtual conference, Excite Your Team for Business Success? What's captured your mind that's going to make you click on through and have a much better look at the program than listening to me rabbiting on? We would absolutely love to have you in the program. It is such a fun day. It is such a good day. And super convenient. You can watch from home. You can watch from work. Yes, there are people in their tracksuits and jammies at times. And that is all totally convenient and cool and how we like to rock and roll, keeping it really, really easy for you to access value content. So that's it for me. What's been valuable? What's been interesting? What can you apply to your own events and the ones you run in your business? And please come on over and have a look at the full program, meet and greet our gorgeous speakers, check on in. I'm thinking by the time you get this podcast, there's still going to be some early bird time left. So come and join us. And yeah, over and out from me. A really big thank you for investing your energy right through to the end of this episode of Private Practice Made Perfect. I really hope it was helpful and interesting and just what you needed to progress all things awesome in your allied health business. Now, we are all about helping and sharing and caring and making business easier for you guys. Please take a dance over to nacre.com.au. nacre.com.au. Over there, you will see all sorts of things that we're up to, but our biggest excitement right now is the Private Practice Virtual Conference. So save the date, October the 25th, but better still, click a link very near here, click the top banner of the homepage of the website, and get your tickets booked right now. So yes, it's virtual. You can attend from anywhere in the world. It is live and fun and spectacular on October the 25th, but you get 30 days afterwards to jump back in, re-listen, rethink, rework all of the complete program, all of the speakers, all of the presentations, so on and so forth. So over the years, we have had hundreds of allied health business owners from all over the world participate in the virtual conference. And this year, October 25th, we don't want you to miss out. So make sure that you get in and get registered. It's a super cool investment, super, super cool value. And the feedback we get about this program is absolutely remarkable. So it is our pleasure. It's one of our favorite things to do. And we can't wait to e-meet you there at the Private Practice Virtual Conference. And our theme is Excite Your Team for Business Success. So we're answering all of those questions we get about team and helping you get all of that good stuff done. Right, that's enough from me. Look forward to meeting you later.